at WBAI.org on the web. Clearing the Fog with Margaret Flowers, 10 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Right now, it's 11 o'clock here in New York City over listener-sponsored, commercial-free radio WBAI at 99.5 FM on the internet at WBAI.org, streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, thanks to listeners just like you. Visit our website, WBAI.org, and consider becoming a contributor, a sustaining member, as we are listener-sponsored and commercially free. Thanks to listeners like yourself. It is 11 o'clock. Next week at 11, we will bring you Exploration, Science and Peace Issues with Dr. Michio Kaku. Please stay tuned for the following program.
Hi, this is Take Charge Your Health with Corrine Frenari, clinical nutritionist, clinician assistant, and Carol Peterson, pharmacist. Listen, learn, and I hope you enjoy the show. Bye.
This is Take Charge of Your Health with Corrine Frenari, clinical nutritionist and physician assistant, and my co-host, Carol Peterson, pharmacist. Every week, we present you with new and creative ways to help you make sense of health information and bring it home to you and your family. With years of clinical experience between us and research into traditional and cutting-edge technologies, we give you practical information to help you take charge of your health.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Corrine Frenari, clinical nutritionist, physician assistant, with my co-host,
Carol Peterson.
And boy, we have...
Renegade pharmacist.
and hormonal specialist also, as we both are. So it's really wonderful to be a co-host with Carol. But we have chosen to take a very big, to work very hard in terms of, we have a premium for you. So we've chosen to do two things. We've chosen to bring this absolutely amazing premium to you. But the premium is something that many of us don't understand. Many practitioners don't understand. Most practitioners, I might say, don't understand what the total extent of this nutrient and why it's... I'm just going to go through just the basics of what it is good for, and you're going to say, wow, but we will be explaining it.
Oh, I...
Nutrient all the way through.
We should have our speaker tell us about the basics. We've got Beth Shirley. Beth, are you there?
Hi, everybody. I'm here.
Hi. Well, we are going to be talking about this miracle molecule. You'll know that we've been speaking about back to the basics. And this is one thing we haven't covered yet. It's a little bit complicated, so take out your pens and pencils and your paper, because you're going to want to take some notes. This is mind-blowing stuff. And we are having a fundraising program today, and we have had a generous donation from the company called Berkeley Life, and they've donated a product that we will offer as a premium, and you'll learn more about this. But I'd like to introduce Beth Shirley to you. She's a pharmacist, and she's had over 40 years experience, and I found Beth at the places I usually go to, the integrative medicine programs, and she is totally immersed in integrative health. So I'd like to introduce a fellow pharmacist, Beth Shirley, to our program today. Welcome, Beth, and I'd like you to explain what this miracle molecule is.
Hi, everybody. Nitric oxide, the miracle molecule. This molecule touches every single physiological process. And in fact, the lack of nitric oxide is the base of all chronic diseases. So nitric oxide
statement.
It is.
It really is.
Nitric oxide governs circulation and microcirculation. And microcirculation, that's where all the magic happens. That's where the cells are fed the oxygen, glucose, and nutrients. But just as importantly, the debris to be carried away, because you've got to take the trash out too. A cell can't be more than two cells away from a functioning microcapillary, and nitric oxide governs that.
So this nutrient, as we said, is literally a miracle molecule that governs circulation to all the cells. So therefore it would have an effect on all our physiologic actions. When I first learned about nitric oxide, it was many years ago, and they talked about cardiovascular disease. 100 cardiovascular disease. That was Alzheimer's disease. In the last 20 years, the research has exploded. So not only do we have a better understanding of how it works, but we have an understanding of how it works in every cell. Therefore, you can say that it's the basis of every disease. Can you explain that to us a little more clearly, please? How is
sure.
the basis?
So all chronic disease, they're characterized by like four things. One, low blood flow. Two, inflammation. Three, oxidative stress. And four, immune dysfunction and dysregulation. And nitric oxide controls all four of those.
So, Beth, maybe we could talk a little bit more about what nitric oxide actually is. And the chemical symbol for nitric oxide is
N-O. Right.
And the N is nitrogen. So we're really talking about how our body uses nitrogen. And this is sort of fundamental. This information really has not been out that long, only a couple decades, that we've actually discovered this little molecule, which is actually a gas. And then we need to be mindful of the gases in our body. Think of oxygen and carbon dioxide. We have another important gas, and it really contributes to our health in a major way. But I think what I'd like to maybe have you explain a little better how this flow of nitrogen works, both in our bodies and in the food that we eat.
Okay. Well, let's start off by saying, like, how our bodies make this nitrogen oxide. N-O. So we make it through two pathways. One pathway is through an enzymatic pathway called the NOS, N-O-S, nitric oxide synthase enzyme. This enzyme takes arginine and oxidizes it into nitric oxide.
So arginine is an amino acid.
Right.
And where do we have, is it arginine that we eat or arginine that our body already has?
Arginine is a conditional amino acid, mm-hmm. so we get most of it from what we eat.
Okay. And what kind of foods are
proteins. Proteins.
Okay. Proteins. Any proteins in particular?
Nuts and seeds.
Nuts and seeds, right.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when our body isn't in optimal health, it cannot convert arginine to nitric oxide.
Right.
So we can't really depend on that pathway to be able to create it. We really have to look at something broader than just that pathway. As a matter of fact, with high arginine and citrulline, which we see many supplements out there, arginine, citrulline, to make nitric oxide, the end result is that it's very often blocking our ability to make nitric oxide.
Yes. That's
the understanding that the quality of what we are offering and the understanding of what we are offering is the ability to get this nitric oxide into our system, to our cells. You know, nitric oxide is normally, it's a gas. And why don't we have a blood test for it? Because it's only there for seconds. And we can never measure it that way. But yet it has an effect on every single cell it touches. It affects the mitochondria. It attacks the cell membranes. Every function that we have as human beings can be moderated and very often is blocked by lack of nitric oxide. Is that not true?
No, that's true. That NOS enzyme, though, is so environmentally sensitive. So even by the time we're 40, it's only functioning about 50%. And by the time we're 60, it's only functioning about 15%.
15.
Right.
Wow.
So that's why cardiovascular disease is still the number one killer in the United States.
And
but
it
also, that's why it's so imperative to support the other way we make nitric oxide, which is the nitrate to nitric oxide pathway.
And exactly, can you explain that pathway to us?
Sure. We consume the nitrates in like high nitrate veggies, like arugula, spinach, bok choy, celery, beets, butter lettuce. We consume the nitrates. They get absorbed. They circulate around. They get concentrated in the salivary glands. Salivary glands release the nitrate. And we've got good bacteria on our tongue that will reduce that nitrate to nitrite. Nitrite is swallow the nitrite in the acidic environment of the stomach. Some of that nitrite gets reduced further to nitric oxide. Here's your protection against E. coli, H. pylori. But most of the nitrite gets absorbed, and in different tissues, they can reduce that nitrite to nitric oxide on an as-needed basis. Like in the muscle, the myoglobin, like when you're exercising and your muscles need more juice, more oxygen, glucose, and there's more debris to be carried away, your muscles can reduce that nitrite to nitric oxide. In the electron transport chain, in your mitochondria, when there's too much oxidative stress, the mitochondria can make more nitric oxide from that nitrite to help recouple that mitochondria. So that NOS enzyme is so sensitive and gets uncoupled or dysfunctional by age, lack of exercise, stress, pollution, glyphosate, EMF. We're swimming in this sea of EMF. Medications like antibiotics, antifungals, antidepressants, birth control pills. That's why they don't like women over the age of 35 taking the birth control pills, and especially if they're smokers, is because of that cardiovascular complications.
And
PPIs.
Oh, the proton pump inhibitors. Do you want to, what are a few? Prilosec.
Prilosec.
We can get those over the counter.
Now. When they were put on the market, I remember back in the 90s, like the insurance wouldn't pay for more than a 6-week supply.
Exactly.
And now they're over the counter and people have been taking them for decades.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we've talked many times about stomach acid and digestion on this program. So people do often reach for these things and continue to take it without having any idea of the constant damage that's occurring. Corinne, I think we should give out the phone number because we do want to offer a product that will help feed the nitrates and the nitrite level. And this is being offered with big thanks to Berkeley Life to give us a donation of some of this product. The phone number is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And with a donation of $100 or more, we will send you a box of this formula to increase, actually help feed your body the nitrates and nitrates that it needs to make the nitric oxide. This is so important, so pervasive. Corinne did mention something about testing, and there is a way to test for your possible levels of nitrates and nitrites, and Berkeley Life also sells testing strips for that, so you can get an idea of what the state of your body is quite easily. So we want to offer, as I said, for a $100 donation, we will offer a box, 60 capsules, I believe that's a 1 month supply of this product, which is food sources of nitrates and nitrites. Did I get that right, Beth?
It's a nitrate-based product. So it feeds that nitrate to nitrite to nitric oxide pathway.
Now, many of us do not realize how important our oral microbiome is to nitric acid.
Yeah, it's critical. And in fact, using mouthwash interfere with that activity of your oral microbiome. It disturbs that oral microbiome. So I'm not a fan of mouthwashes or fluoride toothpaste, because fluoride is an antiseptic, or the whitening toothpastes that have hydrogen peroxide. So anything that's disturbing your microbiome is actually disturbing your ability to make your nitric oxide.
Now, we've also been aware that nitric oxide can be a low nitric oxide because it is our body's natural vasodilator, that it can be a reason for hypertension.
Exactly.
And very often we go to treat hypertension and we call it non-responsive.
That's because they don't have enough nitric oxide for those medications to work with.
Exactly. So you need the nitric oxide to be able for the medications to work. And that's exactly. Such a powerful statement, that there we are giving more and more hypertensives and the people aren't responding. But then there's another piece of that is diabetes. Our insulin resistance
is a nitric oxide deficient state.
Exactly. Oh my goodness, this is really a fun talk because we all agree.
Yeah, well, there's you know, how do you know you're nitric oxide deficient? Well, for sure, if your blood pressure is up. Number two, if you've got diabetes or insulin resistance, you're nitric oxide deficient. You've got erectile dysfunction either in men or women. So you've got sexual dysfunction in men or women. You're nitric oxide deficient. And if you have any cognitive disorders, cognitive impairment, you're nitric oxide deficient.
Uh-huh. And there is even more than that. How does this connect to COVID and the ability to resist a virus? Let's not even say the word COVID.
No, I never say the word COVID.
To resist viruses and the ability to get over viruses. You know, after this recent virus, one of them anyway, what people have is cognitive impairment.
Right.
They're having clotting. And,
yep. That's all nitric oxide deficiency. I have been talking about this and writing about this for the last 2.5 years. So there are webinars
on
the Life Professional page where I've talked about this immune dysfunction and nitric oxide deficiency. So all the reasons you get this virus to begin with is because you're nitric oxide deficient. The spike protein makes your nitric oxide deficiency even worse. So this is why you've got impaired circulation, you've got impaired cognition, you've got clotting is from this
fibromyalgia, pain,
yep.
Neurologic pain.
Exactly.
Fatigue.
From the nitric oxide deficiency. Yep.
So there's quite a bit of this going on. They've even called it long COVID.
Right.
People have gotten sick and they never return to normal, or so it is. Like we're now into 2 years, and some people from early on.
According to the allopathic doctors, it's not treatable. However, they don't.
Holistic doctors are treating it.
Piece.
Uh-huh. Not at all. You never hear this. The
right.
Number to call is 212-209-2950. This is an amazing supplement, but let me tell you one other thing. This supplement is only sold to practitioners, and that's the uniqueness of it. That's why we feel so privileged to be able to offer this, and that they're supporting this program and supporting BAI. So that's a 1 month supply. It's a $100 donation. The donation is for your health, but it's also for WBAI's health. The two go together. And the number to call is 212-209-2950. And that's a nitric oxide pack that you can go on the internet and search it. You can go all over and search it. But you are not going to get this one who had the very specific one that has studies behind it that shows through testing the difference in your body. Preaching to the choir, but there's 40% of people who take Cialis or Viagra,
right,
and they don't respond.
That, no, it's actually
50%. Can you explain that to us? 50%?
Right. 50% of the people don't respond to these. They're called PDE5 inhibitors. And
okay.
That's your Viagra, Cialis, Levitra. So those drugs allow the nitric oxide to hang around longer, but you still have to have enough nitric oxide
exactly
for those drugs to even work. And so the ED part is a nitric oxide deficiency to begin with. So even by just supporting your own body's production of it, you might not have to even go down that road.
And then they're advertising it where the in the football games and whatever. So you're looking
right
at very virile men going to purchase this, and that's where the side effects come from, the four-hour erections they can't get rid of, because they have an abundant amount of nitric oxide, and the drug is only stimulating the use of it. So it's kind of interesting how that works. We see that very often, that drugs do not work unless the body supports it. And we see that with nitric oxide all the time. There's another piece of that. I know I'm jumping from here to there, but there's so much to talk about, and how are we going to get that in? You can't go into REM sleep if you don't have adequate nitric oxide. Is that true?
REM sleep is nitric oxide mediated. Our circadian rhythm is nitric oxide mediated. So as we get older, you know, and we lose our ability to make nitric oxide, we lose our REM sleep. We lose our circadian pattern. And when we don't sleep right, that's underlying, like, all dysfunction too, because that is stressful. And stress increases oxidative stress, which actually depletes our nitric oxide.
Now, there was something that you said that I had to listen to a couple times because it was so powerful. First of all, before I go there, I'm going to say the number to call is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And for a $100 donation, you can have this amazing supplement. This is purchased through practitioners only. Since Carol and I are both practitioners, we were able to get this and then share it with you. But otherwise, you wouldn't have it. I was hearing another practitioner who did multiple years of studies on nitric oxide, and he was asked, well, what about, there's lots of nitric oxide supplements on the over the counter, and he said, I've taken them all and studied each one of them, and very few of them work.
Well, most of them are the arginine citrulline combination.
Yes, yep.
But if that NOS enzyme is not functioning, it's uncoupled. By giving yourself more amino acids is not going to make it work any better. And in fact, increasing arginine intake, when that NOS is dysfunctional, increases oxidative stress, increases a molecule called ADMA, asymmetric dimethyl arginine, which is linked to all-cause mortality.
Wow. So some of these products that are being sold over the counter as a nutritional alternative to Viagra and Cialis and containing
blocking
could backfire on you.
Exactly. Can make your health worse. Yeah.
Beth, could we jump over to histamine? We have, I'm following some Facebook groups, and there are so many women, perimenopausal women, complaining of histamine reactions. And histamine makes you itch, makes you so uncomfortable. There's groups on Facebook that are dedicated to mast cell dysfunction.
Right.
And I understand that nitric oxide's a big player in this, and I don't see any of these sites talking about nitric oxide.
They're not. But supporting that nitrate to nitrite to nitric oxide pathway actually downregulates that mast cell degranulation and histamine release.
So all that eye itching and the dripping nose and the skin rashes, it can modulate that?
Right. See, these mast cells line your mucous membrane layer. And these mast cells get upregulated and start degranulating and releasing histamine. Well, nitric oxide, like nitrates, actually, like these nitrates actually help increase your good microbiome everywhere. And we know what happens when you're good, like when you don't have dysbiosis. When you have dysbiosis, when things are out of balance, you've got increased mast cell activity, increased histamine. And supporting that nitrate actually down-regulates that.
Okay, you touched on this thing with improving your microbiome, which was one of my questions. So if you don't have a friendly microbiome in your throat, and probably in your gut too,
in your gut, right?
You don't create as much nitrites and then NO any place. So by feeding the foods and things that enhance the intake of nitrate, will that also, you just alluded to it, and I hadn't seen a direct reference to it. So that encourages that the bacteria that ought to be occupying your throat.
Yes. Everywhere. Okay. Nitrate supports healthy microbiomes everywhere. Your gut, your mouth, your skin, your vagina, your brain, everywhere there's a microbiome, nitrates help support that.
Does this mean we should be seeking out healthy people who have good nitrates to have relationships with?
That'd be good.
We can definitely share.
Good microbiome.
Right.
Through the fact that nitric oxide is essential to the endothelium and the mucus layer.
Exactly.
And all the areas that you mentioned have powerful mucus areas that protect them.
Yeah, our mucus layer is our first line of defense. It
exactly.
Helps balance the good guys and the bad guys. And so nitric oxide is the mediator to keep those mucous membrane layers healthy.
Now, I'm going to come back to the question that I was going to ask. And this one, I told you I had to listen to a couple of times. You said elevated blood pressure is due to a nitric oxide deficiency.
Right.
Okay. And that is proven. It's not something that we're guessing about. It's proven. But you also said that with that blood pressure, that within 10 years, if this continues equivalently, what we're going to see is Alzheimer's.
Cognitive dementia. Yeah.
Exactly. So yep. Blood pressure can be the first symptom of cognitive dysfunction as yes. we age.
It sure can.
I hope the audience is really listening. Did I get your attention? I want to get your attention.
You're going to lose your mind.
No. Not exactly. I don't do it that way at all. But if ED didn't get your attention, cognitive decline should. And what we're looking at is something, what we're introducing a subject that's going to be brought up multiple times later on as we go on. It's such a powerful subject and understanding of our body that it was a Nobel Prize winner. The discovery of this is a Nobel Prize winner, and it encompasses every illness from obesity to infertility to heart disease to insulin resistance. And here we're going across and to mental decline. And here we are going across the board discussing this. But I want to do two things. First of all, I want to say that you can have this supplement And it has been proven that this supplement works. And you buy it only through practitioners. You're not going to go on the internet and find it. And it's an NO supplement. It's a month's supply. It's $100. And that $100 goes to the health of WBAI and goes to your health and your family's health. If your parents are not breathing very well and you're seeing that their blood pressure isn't totally stable, give it to them. But also, you could be taking it. You could be taking it to prevent that. The number to call is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And
you can go to the website as well if you want. And the website is give2wbai.org.
Now, there's one other thing, Beth. Our show is called Take Charge of Your Health.
Uh-huh.
So we really do support people and support the nutrients that we can offer them that kind of make it easier. But there are some very basic things we can do in our own homes, in our own diet, in our own exercise program that can increase our NO also. And one of them is exercise. How does that work? And then next we'll go to diet.
Well, exercise does increase your production of nitric oxide.
Yay.
However, you've got to have functioning NOS enzyme, or you've got to have a good store of this nitrate nitrite, because those are the only two ways we make it.
We make it if we have it.
Right. If that NOS is functioning, or you've got good stores of the nitrate nitrite. So by increasing your nitrate-rich veggies or doing a nitrate supplement, you give your body these stores so that when you exercise, you can exercise harder. Your recovery time is decreased. Your endurance is up. So your body responds to this nitric oxide better.
That's wonderful. So we can be doing something on our own in our house, but then there's something else. There are foods that can increase our nitric oxide.
Right. What
is raw beets?
Arugula.
Arugula
actually has more nitrates in it than beets.
Oh, really? I thought beets was number one.
It's the iron. Yeah. But butter lettuce, kale, spinach.
Kale is pretty low, isn't it?
Well, it's not real high like beets, but it's still got some.
Uh-huh, some. It's got some, but not much.
Yeah. Okay, there's another there's another point I want to bring up here, because I was reading Nathan Bryan's book, and he brings out the fact that not all vegetables are the same. It's very dependent on where it's grown and how it's been grown. I wonder if you'd elaborate on that, Beth, about making sure we have...
Yeah,
our food is actually rich in nitrites and nitrates.
It all depends on the soil on which these are grown in. And different areas of the country and different, like, farming methods will dictate how much nitrate is in these vegetables. And so that's what makes it hard to know if you're getting enough nitrates to support yourself. And that's where those test strips come in handy. Because you can use those test strips to see if the vegetables you're eating are actually supplying you with enough nitrate to keep your body at threshold or above.
Okay, I just want to point out, I will be adding to the show notes when this program goes into archive, and all WBAI programs are archived. I'm going to be putting in some notes plus a link so you can look at the product and also look at the test strips and think about doing that as something you can do to measure exactly where you are. I'd like, Beth, can you describe what's in the product a bit? It's proprietary,
it's mainly potassium nitrate. That's the active ingredient. There's a little bit of thiamine in there, which helps with your blood sugar. A little bit of magnesium, which we all are magnesium deficient. It says fermented beetroot, but there's only a few milligrams of the fermented beetroot, so you're not going to have any kind of oxalate issues if that is, you know, concerns you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because a lot of those high nitrate veggies are high oxalate too.
Mm-hmm.
Arugula is high nitrate and low oxalate.
Okay.
So that's a win-win all the way around.
So I'm so glad I grow it in my garden.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I work with my soil every year.
Yeah.
I get happier and happier. So the number to call.
Are there greens in the product as well?
Pardon?
Are there any of the greens in the product as well?
No.
So
the number to call is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. For $100, you can get a month's supply of this supplement, this nitrate supplement that is not available, normally available, unless you go to your doctor who understands the use of this. How many times has your doctor, when you've gone in and he said, you know, your blood pressure's a little high, how many times has he suggested eating high nitric foods or nitrate foods and or taking an NO supplement? I bet you I bet you none of you. So what we're dealing with is the fact that this is in limited availability except through WBAI right now. And the number to call, 212-209-2950. But I want to talk about something else. And, oh, my gosh, so many things to talk about. And we're coming to the end, and we just began. You know, we have been, as a society, under so much stress.
It just didn't
stop. And it still hasn't. And it just keeps on going on and on and on. So, which elevates our cortisol. How does that affect our NO, our nitric oxide?
Cortisol interferes with that NOS enzyme. It uncouples that NOS enzyme. So that's why, like, when we're stressed, it's uncoupling your iNOS. So when we're stressed, we get sick easier. When we're stressed, it uncouples that eNOS, the endothelial NOS. That's why when we're stressed, we have more hypertension, MI, strokes, nitric oxide deficiency. So cortisol increases what's called oxidative stress, increases those free radicals. Those free radicals actually uncouple that NOS enzyme. But also stress interferes with your microbiome health. So it's stress is interfering with both pathways we make that nitric oxide. But the beautiful thing about nitrate supplementation, it's helping to rebuild that microbiome.
So how does that affect our relationship? Now our cortisol is high, our NO is low, and we feel anxiety. Does that have any relationship to this cycle?
Anxiety and depression are nitric oxide mediated too.
Wow.
So low level, with the anxiety and depression, you see low levels of BDNF. brain-derived neurotropic factor.
Which
guess what? Nitric oxide mediates BDNF.
And allows you to get the benefit without the negative.
Right.
And so this could be another laboratory marker. Your doctor could choose to measure that BDNF and see how you're doing with that.
I think it might be difficult.
No, I see it's used quite a bit more now.
Uh-huh. So.
But see, nitric oxide actually increases GABA in your brain. GABA is that inhibitory neurotransmitter that kind of puts the brake on these anxiety neurotransmitters.
Mm-hmm.
So it calms us down.
There's some new studies out of Israel, intense studies on NO, are they not? And very specifically in relationship to anxiety and depression.
Yes, there are. And
now,
and Israel actually has a nasal spray that makes nitric oxide to help prevent this viral infection.
To help prevent viruses?
Yeah, I read about that.
Yeah,
I love it.
Isn't that
we're going to have to get a hold of that and put it on.
But what I tell people, let's like, that's all fine and good right there, but viruses can enter your body not just through the nose. So
uh-huh.
Let's support your nitric oxide systemically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To help keep your that immune function, you know, ready and willing to be able to go after the pathogens.
So the number to call to receive your nitric oxide support professional supplement through Berkeley Life, which is an excellent company, high quality, excellent company. The number to call is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. It's $100 donation. And we literally had to bargain out because it was such a good premium. They wanted to put it a little bit higher, but we wanted it low so you can afford it. So you can have it in your house. You can support WBAI. You can support, take charge of your health. You can support your health, support your parents' health. This is a beautiful supplement. But I have another question to ask you. How long would it take to be able to feel something or see something while we're
talking? A lot of people can actually feel it right away because you're improving that circulation in the brain.
Okay. That's wonderful. It's not you take it for 3 months and you might see something.
No, a lot of people feel it right away. Some people, it might take them most people within an hour and a half of taking like two capsules, you can see the strip change.
Uh-huh.
I've had a few patients where it's taken a little longer, but then these were pretty sick patients. And so what we had to do was rebuild that oral microbiome with the nitrates to help their body be able to use it better. But you know, if you're rebuilding your oral microbiome, you're rebuilding your gut microbiome. All your microbiomes.
And strengthening your immune system.
Right.
Acting as a mild vasodilator. And
if you're hypertensive, is that another symptom that reacts quickly or not?
It just depends on how sick you are. So most people that I work with, I've been able to transition them off of blood pressure medications, but always work with a practitioner. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, but make sure you've got like a blood pressure cuff around, you know, just to, because, I mean, that's how it was working. It's relaxing those blood pressure, those microcapillaries and the capillaries.
Right, so your bloodstream doesn't have to push so much resistance.
Right.
Is how that works.
Right.
Beth, I just really want to thank you for being here with us. I want to thank you for supporting WBAI. We've just got a few minutes left, and we're going to spend those few minutes pitching to our audience and so they get the benefits of this amazing supplement. And so thank you very much. And we'd love you back when we're not pitching and you could just spend
the whole hour
explaining this to the patients, or excuse me, the listeners, and many patients, and because this is such a wonderful subject. We're now finally, you know, getting down to causes.
Well, you know, I have just one more thing to say. It's the base. Okay? Whatever else you're doing, you've got to make sure that your circulation is working fine. Otherwise, whatever else you're doing, things aren't going to get to where it needs to go. So this is the base of all healing, is your circulation and microcirculation.
So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We really appreciate, well, I know you're busy, and we appreciate your time. So the number to call is 212-209-2950. Support WBAI. Support yourself. Support your health. You know, we talk a lot about different maladies and inflammations and different problems. That's what we talk every week and how to approach them. But right now, right here, right now, we're talking about the cellular, the mitochondrial level of health. It's absolutely brilliant. It's brilliant that it was discovered. It's brilliant that it's available to you over the counter. In Europe, it is not because of Codex, but here it is. So the number to call is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950 for Berkeley Life Professional Nitric Oxide Support for a healthy cardiovascular system, and much more than that, as we've been discussing for the last hour. Carol, in studying this today, I was just really quite blown away at the pervasiveness
right.
of nitric
That's the thing.
Oxide and how amazing it is.
Right. It's the antithesis of Big Pharma, which wants a specific substance to deal with a specific thing. And this is a miracle molecule, as we said before. It operates in all our cells throughout our body. And it can't be helped. It will do that. You can't turn off the spigot, but you do need to fill the deficiencies if they are going on. And the symptoms of nitric oxide deficiency are very clear now that we've studied this for the last two decades. And it's really interesting in the whole of human existence how much we still have to learn about how our bodies work.
It's the number to call to me is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. We're right at the end, but I will keep on repeating this. You are lucky to be able to support your radio station, support your health, and get down to the basis of many of the problems that you're dealing with within your life, within your family's life. And the number to call is 212-209-2950. It's Berkeley Life professional, and what it means is that it's only sold through medical offices.
And okay, and I'll be putting some links. I'll be putting links up on the WBAI archive page, and also on our Facebook, Take Charge of Your Health with Corinne and Carol. Come visit us there. Ask us your questions. And do support this show and WBAI so we can keep bringing you these topics.
Amazing.
You won't find anywhere else. So 212-209-2950. Please support.
We'll be back next week. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
In conclusion, I'd like to say, remember, this information is not an attempt to diagnose or a substitute for treatment. As always, we urge you to take this and all other information we share with you up with your healthcare practitioner. Clearly, this comes under the category of taking charge of your health. Thank you so much for spending this time with us, and we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Bobby Humphrey. You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
Join us on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. for the Independent News Hour, the weekly radio show of The Independent, New York City's radical newspaper. Each week, we speak with the activists, organizers, and social movement thought leaders who are fighting for a more just and equitable New York. That's The Independent News Hour, Tuesdays, 5 to 6 p.m., only here on WBAI 99.5 FM.
Hey, this is Baby Kay.
And this is DJ Kyle McNeil.
Of The Sweet Spot. And we are so excited to announce our brand new time slot, Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight.
Same great soulful sounds, old and new.
Brand new day, Tuesdays at 10 p.m.
Only on WBAI 99.5 FM.
New York's Pacifica Radio. Sweet.
David Kenny of Everything Old is New Again every Sunday night at 10. Please join me then, and please support WBAI at our brand new old number, which is 212-209-2950. Again, that's 212-209-2950. Hey, it's our old number, but it's new again, because everything old is new again. I like it.
Accepts snowmobiles. If you have a snowmobile, we want it. We also want any extra cars, trucks, SUVs, RVs, boats, and more. Any reason is a good reason to give a vehicle to WBAI. Some do it to avoid the hassles of selling. Some like to skip the costs of repairing, while others just enjoy the good feelings of giving back to their community. But no matter your reason, donating a vehicle to WBAI is a great idea. And it's easy. Here's how it works. Simply call 866-WBAI-CAR. That's 866-922-4227. Or give online at WBAI.org/donate-your-car. Our vehicle donor support team will arrange your free pickup. When the driver arrives to tow away your great gift, you'll receive a donation receipt. Vehicle donations have the potential to drive hundreds and sometimes even thousands of dollars to WBAI. Call 866-WBAI-CAR or visit WBAI.org/donate-your-car.
Extinction Diaries. Another study is out, and this one shows that the disturbed landscapes can take 3 centuries or more to recover to their original state. However, more than 64% of recorded man-made and natural disaster disturbances have not recovered. This is an alarming statistic when such devastating practices like mountaintop removal, clear-cutting, and other deforestation are commonplace. The study conducted analysis of five major ecosystems from Arctic tundra to tropical rainforest using 14,000 samples from fossil records as well as today. Researchers at the Georgia Institute of Technology conducted the study and say that the last time landscape resilience was anything like today was right before and during the mass extinction that happened 13,000 years ago. Quoting the authors of the study, our work indicates that the landscapes today are once again exhibiting low resilience, foreboding potential extinctions to come. The scientific proof is all around us. For the first time, humans have both the capability to destroy most of our planet's species, including our own, and the capability of uniting and stopping the extinction. My name is Cheyenne Sun Thunder, and this is a Small World Radio production.
99.5 FM, WBAI, New York.
Hey, this is Shaka Khan, and you're listening to WBAI, New York. 99.5 FM.
WBAI New York,